Okay, here we are, the beginning of Yerushalmi Masechet Shabbat, Tov Shin Samach Hei.
Fifteenth day of the Omer,
Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Huh. Hardly anything left. It's another 91 blood. No problem. Yitziyot HaShabbat, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Bachutz. Ezet Sad, how do you get that? Which is the same thing as Keit Sad. Ezet Sad. Interesting. Ki Sad. Ani omeid bachutz ba'al habayit bifnim. Pashata ani et yado lifnim v'natan matoch yado sh'ba'al habayit. O sh'natan mitokav ha'otzi, e'ani chayav u'ba'al habayit patur. Pashat ba'al habayit et yado lifnim v'natan matoch yado sh'lami. O sh'natan mitokav yichnis, ba'al habayit chayav ani patur. Pashata ani et yado lifnim v'natan ba'al habayit mitokha. O sh'natan mitokav ha'otzi, shneihem peturim. פשט בעל הבית את ידו לחוץ ונתה לה אני מתוכה או שנתן לתוכה והכניס שניהם בתורים. And we are about to embark on one of the most striking examples of the different modes of thinking of the Yerushalmi and Bavli, because the approach of the Yerushalmi to the Mishnah has nothing in common with the Bavli. Takes for granted everything against the Bavli's assumption. And it proceeds from that point on. So, Zera was absolutely right. I mean, in other words, if you take a look at the Mefarshim, who try to force the Bavli's Pshatim into Yerushalmi, you can see why Rabbi Zera wanted to fast to make sure he forgot everything he learned in Bavli. Because you really need to start over again. Because it's just completely opposite assumptions about the constructs of reality.
Otherwise, the Yerushalmi was earlier.
I mean, when the particular conversation is, I mean, a Yerushalmi means the keyboard of Yerushalmi. But, you know, the conversations that are recorded could be conversations that are at the same time or even earlier in Bavli, whatever.
But it's named after the place, and that's all the Rishon conversation.
It wasn't called Yerushalmi, it really was in two areas.
There was a lot of discussion. Talmud Ma'aravi actually was Yerushalmi. Mao Shtayim Shein Arba. When you say there's two which are four, what does that mean, two which are four? Do you mean Shtayim L'chiyuv V'Shtayim L'Ptur? Well, you're talking about the Bifnim, the Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim. Is that a reference to the bifni meaning the balabai, somebody who's standing bifni? In which case, shnayim shein arba bifnim would mean two, which are chiyav, four, which are including the ones that are potter? Or do you mean arba, shnayim shein arba bifnim? You're talking about bifnim meaning that demand a korban inside of the Beis HaMikdash, bifnim, which would mean arba, meaning l'chiyuv, and then shnayim shem arba b'chutz would mean the rabbanot that are not going to bring you into the Beit HaMikdash, which would mean l'chayev you, malchus mardus, and you've got two, basically, which are four, because you've got the two which are the ikar, either the hotzar, or taking the balabayat as the symbol, and then extending it outwards into the onion as well, based on what we see in the pasuk. And that includes the other two, which are potter. So in other words, does the fneem v'lachutz refer to the oni and the balabayit? Does the fneem v'lachutz refer to chayev and potter? Omer Rabbi Abba, well, I'll prove it to you. I'm sorry, nishmina min hada, let's learn it from the Mishnah and Shavuos. So Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, okay? And Omer Rabbi Abba, the reason that it says that there differently than here in Shabbat is because there it's listing Kulu L'Chiyuv, the Shtayim Shein Arba, whereas over here it's listing Chiyuv Uptur, both. So Atinan Mitzne. Therefore, Hada Amra, I mean, doesn't that prove that the meaning of Lifnim is Arba L'Chiyuv? The meaning of Chutz is Arba L'Ptur. Because if over there, when it says Shtayim Shein Arba, it means all L'Chiyuv, so that shows Shtayim Shein Arba means two of Chiyuv, which are four of Chiyuv. So what else could it mean? Why?
What else could it mean?
Okay. I mean, we're certainly not changing the whole construction of the Mishnah between here and Shavuos. That would be crazy. Only people in Bobo could think of such a crazy thing. I mean, certainly what we did was we took part of our Mishnah, the Shtayim Shein Arba, instead of saying Shtayim Shein Arba Lefnim V'Lechutz. So we said Shtayim Shein Arba because we were only talking about the Lefnim. Meaning they're all Chiyuv, because everything in the Mishnah in Shavuos was Chiyuv. Can you imagine a simpler approach? Otherwise, you have to start draining a cup. The Shtayim Shein Arba is not referring to the same Shtayim Shein Arba in Shavuos as it's referring to Shtayim Shein Arba in Shabbos. It just happens to use the same phrasing. Ah, come on. Okay, so there you have the simplest explanation of the Mishnah, which is completely consonant with the way in which the Mishnah is constructed in Shavuos. Rav Yossi says, but why do you need to be medayik from Rav Abba? And Rav Abba says, how do we explain the difference between the Mishnah and Shavuos in here? Because must be that the Mishnah and Shavuos is listing only the Chiyuv. Whereas over here it says the Chiyuv. Forget about Rav Abba. Read it yourself. Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. What are the cases in the Mishnah over there? Aren't they all cases of Chiyuv? Yes. Okay, so then, Dekavata Yitziyot HaShabbat, Shtayim Shein Arba, means Lechiyuv. So I don't need Rav Abba to explain the fact that the Mishnah over there can be excused leaving out four of the cases only because it's a listing the Chiyuvim. I forget about the contrast of the Mishnah and Shavuos and the Mishnah and Shabbos. Read the Mishnah and Shavuos. Is it talking about Chiyuvim? Yes. All the cases there are Chayiv cases. Mm-hmm. So, the Mishnah Shein Arba are all Chayiv cases. So if a Mishnah here says Shtayim Shein Arba, this means all Chayiv cases. Simple. What do I need Rav Abba for? So the Kabbasi, it's Yad HaShabbat, Shtayim Shein Arba L'Chiyuv, there you go. No. We need Rav Abba. Look. If you take a look in the Braisa that extends the Mishnah in Shavuos, it continues on to say, Dal tot ha'echal shnayim shein arba. And we had this in Midos, that the doors are folding doors, ha'echal, so they open like that. Right? So there's four pieces to them. Two doors constructed of four pieces. Yeah? Now, idlach l'meima, lo l'chiyuv, lo l'ftor. I mean, over there, I mean, it has nothing to do with Chiyuv and Ptur. It may well be that we're only looking for Shnayim Shein Arba. If we're looking for Shnayim Shein Arba, what's the difference whether it's Chiyuv or Ptur? Maybe Shavuos is Chiyuv, Hotzah is Ptur also, Daltot Echal is irrelevant, whatever. In other words, if it wouldn't be for Rav Abba's explanation that forces you to clearly state why here does it say Shnayim Shein Arba and Shnayim Shein Arba, over there it only says Shnayim Shein Arba. Must be that over here it's talking about both Ptur and Chiyuv, and over there it's talking about Lechiyuv. You wouldn't necessarily conclude from the Mishnah and Shavuos that it's talking about not Dafka, all of them being Chayiv. Therefore, our first approach was better. Rav Abba's approach was better. Cute, huh? Okay, now, the problem is, if now you're listing four cases of Chiyuv and four cases of Ptur, in other words, the Pnim is Chiyuv cases, then, if that's the case, why don't you list 12 cases of Ptur? Because remember, there's a total of 16 cases, right? Out of those 16 cases, only the Hotzah and the Achnosah of the Balabayit, and the Hotzah and the Achnosah of the Ani, when accomplished entirely on their own, is considered to be Chayim. Everything else is Potter, or Mutter. So, I mean, if you're talking about splitting up the cases between Pnim and Chutz, then the only way to split it up between Pnim and Chutz is there's four cases of Chiyuv and 12 cases of pturim b'chutz. See, and in the Yerushalmi, in the Bava, it doesn't phrase it this way, because the pnim and the chutz aren't related to chiyev and ptur. It just, the Yerushalmi, the Bava just asks, why does it say shnayim shein arba, and that's only 8 cases, should be a ptur. But this is the correct way to ask it, according to the Yerushalmi. Since we're being machalik the Mishnah into chayev cases and potter cases, something which we didn't even consider in the Bava, so now the potter cases equal 12 potter cases. Right? You're right.
Yeah.
Answers. You're not going to believe the answer. Lo atina misne leptur shu keneged chiyev. The only cases you want to list over here are the cases where the other person is potter, where one person is chayev. In other words, you're only listing the mutter cases. In the Bible, you say, those cases don't even count. Over here, those are the only cases you're listing. Because since you need to contrast the act of the one who's chayev with the act of the one who's potter, so you say, there's the pnim, and there's the chutz. There's the ones that are chayev, and there's the ones that will never be chayev. So, lo atina misa, the potter, shekeneged achiyev.
That's what
this means? Yeah. Reb Chiya Bar Abba says, no, the meaning of potter that it says in this Mishnah is mutter. Absolutely crazy.
What about
complete, absolute, backwards, anything that we have in the Bible. When it would want to say potter over here, it would want to say mutter. Okay, fine. That's Tosis' question. But in terms of Ilcha Shabbos, what's else mutter? As Tosis asks, Tosis' answer is talking about a Nochri. Others answer, but Dafka wants to teach us the difference between the Chi of Shabbos and other Chi of, and not to, that don't confuse the two. Om Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi pointed out, you know, the bottom line is that Ani Va'ashir, what the heck's the difference? I mean, who cares whether you're standing indoors or standing outdoors? It's really one and the same thing, right? You're talking about Hotso or Achmas, whether you're standing inside the house or standing outside the house. Nonetheless, Manu Otam Chachamim Shnayim, right? They're listed over here as 4 separate cases. There's only 2 cases in the Mishnah. Hotso and Achmas, period. Furthermore, the real truth is that there's only 1 case. Because Hotzah includes Hakanasa. I mean, it's all one thing. Going from one Rishus to another Rishus. Hakanasa and Hotzah are also really one thing. And nonetheless, the Chachamim insist on calling it two, which is the only way we got 4 cases out of a single Malacha. There's one Malacha on Shabbos, Hotzah. We turned it into 4 separate Chiyuvim in our Mishnah, right? Now that's a little bit weird. I mean, Yitziyot HaShabbat. Yitziyot HaShabbat doesn't include Hakanasa. The Mishnah that we have later on, that talks about the Lamedes Malachos, lists Hamotzim Rishut Rishus. I mean, it doesn't list separately Hamachnis. So, Ein Hamachnis Bechlal, obviously it's including Machnis inside of the din of Hamotzi. Now, that implies that we really have Mekeres that we demand Mekeres for each one of these elements separately, as we explain it over there, as Tosis explains it. There's something about Hotzah, and we understand what that something is. It's the only one of all of the Melacha Shabbos in which no change occurs to the Chayes. In which case, the Melacha is defined entirely by your act. Now, if it's defined by your act, and not by a discernible result of your act in terms of an object, but rather the relationship of your act to the spatial positioning of the object, then obviously it may be very critical whether you're pushing something away, whether you're taking it in towards you, whether you're doing an act of Hotzah by pulling it in or an act of Achnasah by pulling it in. I mean, because otherwise it's absurd to list these as separate cases. I mean, they're not separate cases. There's one simple case. What do you mean it's Shabbos times you know? It's a joke. Just list the same way you listed it in the Mishnah is one case. A motzi mershus l'shus. One case, but you start off the mesechta by making us crazy. So you see that it's extremely critical how we define the act and what position you're in vis-a-vis the space in which the act takes place. Are you indoors or are you outdoors? And how exactly is the act defined vis-a-vis yourself? Is it a pushing away or is it a pulling towards? And where does all that come from, Bichlal? If it's true that we're going to make these chilukim, what is the mucker in the pasuk that tells us all of these differences? So, are these really, I mean, we could certainly prove, Nishma'inim in Hadam, the Omer of Yosef, Hashem Rabbi Yochan, Hichnis Chatzigoger, Votsi Chatzigoger, Chayav. I mean, there's no question that it's all one thing. Once we learn it, it's all one thing. Otherwise, how could you include a person who takes in a half a gogeres and in the same halama takes out a half a gogeres and say, see, he did a whole malacha otzah. He took one gogeres mirishus to rishus. Wait a minute. It's in opposite directions. What do you mean he took one? So you see clearly that if we look at it, it's all one thing. It's like saying you're eating this piece of bread, a chatzizayis of, and a chatzizayis of that piece of bread. What do I care? It's all one thing, right? Okay, so 100% it's one thing. There's no way to get out of it. So now I want to know, I mean, if that's the case, what's the mocker? So, minayin shot sakuya malach. Reb Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Reb Yonah, shamalu min hada, it says, Vayitzav Moshe v'yaviru kol b'machane le'mor ish v'isha al yasu od melacha. Normally the melacha is derived from the fact that the Torah says don't make the Mishkan on Shabbos, which shows that anything that you would need to do to make the Mishkan, we would call a melacha. But now that I've shown you that when it comes to Asah, it's not really the melacha. I can't derive Hosah the way I derive the other things, because I'm not doing anything. So show me where Hosah is called Malachas the Gemara's Tash. Not show me where you need Hosah in the Mishkan. I know where you need Hosah in the Mishkan. I mean, the Torah's whole parish is about how to transport the Mishkan from place to place. I mean, if there's anything you do in a Mishkan, it's Hosah. That's what the whole Mishkan's about. The whole story of the Mishkan is carrying the Mishkan. That's what it's all about. That's all very nice, but how do I know that it is mean to that in terms of Shabbos? Show me that carrying from one rishus to another is called a malacha. Where does he use the word malacha? Ah, it says, Vayitzav Moshe, and he said, nobody do any more malacha. And what happens when he says, nobody do any more malacha? Vayachaleam alavi, they stop bringing. Okay? So what was the malach he was referring to? Bringing. There you have it. It's beautiful. My mom is just, I said, Yishmai. So you see that bringing something on Shabbos is considered to be Hotzah. Now, that means Nimne'u ha'am milahotzi mibatehem v'litein la'gizbarim. It means nobody took anything out of his tent and gave it to the gizbar. And as Reb Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Law says, if that's the case, you hear both things from there. You hear hachnasa as well. Afilu hachnasat shma mina. Because, look, vayichalei ha'am milahavi has both implications. Kishem shenimnu ha'am milahotzi mibatehem l'tein la'gizborim. Kach nimnu ha'gizborim milakabel miyadam ulachnisim l'shkan. Which is fascinating, because it means that the oni and the osher is the fundamental case in the Mishkan. People were standing indoors with a gizborim, and the am is taking out a gift to the gizborim. Right? So you have a case, the gizborim will not take it from the am either. Okay, so you have hachnos, somebody standing inside. Or you have the otsof, somebody standing inside going outside where they're leaving their tents. So you have the whole, because since it's bedavka talking about that relationship, don't bring something to the Mishkan and give it to the gizbar. So both things are discussed, the ani and the asher, and there's achnasa, and there's ratzah. So there you have basically all of the cases that we list in our Mishnah, and indeed they're all included in the pasuk.
Nice.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, let's stop with this.
Okay, so the Gizbar in that case is the
above the Ayah. In that case, the Gizbar.